Tell Me What to Read is recorded on the lands of the Wangal people, and we pay our respects to all elders past and present, and extend our welcome to any First Nations people listening today. This is Tell Me What to Read, brought to you by Booktopia. I'm your host, Nick Wasiliev, and welcome to the show where we chat about the next great books you should be reading with the authors behind them and familiar faces who read them. All books mentioned in today's show can be found right now at booktopia.com.au, and the links can be found in the description.
This is Tell Me What to Read, powered by Booktopia. I'm Cassidy Fisher, and I'm taking over hosting duties today on Tell Me What to Read. I'd like to pay my respects to elders past, present, and extend that to any First Nations people listening today. Today, the pleasure is all mine as we dive into the world of book talk, and I'm joined in the studio with not one, but two book talkers. First up is Molly. You may know her as Molly Reads, and she has over 128K followers on TikTok and is a romance devourer. As is our second guest, Annie, aka Anita's Library, who regularly dishes on book talk recommendations to her 285,000 followers on the TikTok. Both, welcome to Tell Me What to Read.
Thank you for having us. This is awesome.
We're really excited to have you here. We've been walking around Booktopia's distribution centre, showing you our thousands of books. Have you recovered yet?
Not quite. I think I'm still processing it. Yeah. And even the way you guys like organise it all, I'm wrapping my head around it.
It was literally bigger than anything. I've never seen so many books in one place. Yeah, it was pretty shocking.
You could actually get lost in that one. I'm like 100% certain. You turn down an aisle because like all the shelves are like the same. It's just books everywhere. It'd be dangerous.
It's a bit of a book lover's heaven. I definitely absolutely agree as a book lover myself. You've both gained quite an impressive following on the little app called TikTok. How did you get started with the platform? I think I'll ask Molly first.
I feel like it was kind of the way that everyone was like emerging at TikTok at the time was like Australia was in our second lockdown of 2021 or first lockdown 2021. And I was just sitting at home and I was had quite literally nothing to do. And it's like something I've always wanted to do. Like when I was younger, I had a little Instagram. No one will ever know the name of it. But then TikTok emerged and I was like seeing videos here and then I was like, I really would love to be in on this. And so I just started.
And what about you, Annie?
I had seen a few like book talk videos already on my For You page and I was kind of like, well, I really love books. This is kind of like an opportunity for like an escapism kind of thing. So picked up my phone, started doing it, and I'm not going to lie, it blew up like crazy in such a short time. I think we both did. And it just came to realise like how many of us were like stuck in a situation, especially during COVID, where we couldn't read. And like we couldn't do anything but read. And that was kind of the go. Yeah.
And can I ask how you both met and found each other? Was it through Book Talk?
Yeah.
It was. Annie reached out. I'm kidding. No. So like we followed each other and then like she'd comment on mine and then I'd comment on hers. And then did you reach out one day?
You accidentally sent me one of your TikToks.
Oh my, that is actually correct. I do not know to this day how it happened, but I'd sent her a message and I was like, oh no. And then we were like, oh, we should
totally. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then we just started like commenting and talking together. And we both realized we were like Australians and we didn't leave.
Although Annie flaked. So we had another friend and we'd agreed to meet up in November. So like almost a year ago, the day of, I'd come down to Sydney and the day of Annie says, oh my God, guys, I can't come in.
But I had a temperature. It was completely justified.
She was sick. So I was. It was for the best, but it was a sad day. Yeah.
I love that you met by sending her your own video. Like, please follow and like my own video.
No, I actually, you completely triggered, like, that memory for me. I remember looking, I was like, no way, this has happened.
Can I tell you, it happened quite a few times. I'd friend someone on TikTok, and I think it must have been a glitch in the system where I'd just get them sending me their own TikToks. I was like, I don't know how many times it's probably happened
Annie,
to me.
Annie, this friendship was fate. Don't even start.
It was.
Adorable. Love that. And like you said, you both grew very, very quickly. Has that kind of amount of people following you, has that been a bit overwhelming? Or how have you acclimated to that?
Yeah, it was just like shocking. It's like you didn't realize what a haven like that side of TikTok had become for so many people. I feel like the emergence of BookTok, like, and everyone was like, yes, like this is what I've been, because reading is such a solitary activity to do. And once you create like that side of BookTok, it really became like a community. And so everyone's on there talking and like recommendations everywhere. And like, because these recommendations are kind of like for us too, like have been just kept to strictly our bookshelves or our close friends who were just like, oh, hey, pick up this book. And then we could all share that to TikTok. It just, yeah. I don't know, that must be
it. It really changed. It was a game changer.
For sure.
Oh, that was a perfect segue to my next question, actually. Other than book recommendations, can you tell me a bit about why you love BookTok so much?
The community in itself, I think, is really, really close-knit. And there's a lot of people that they've come to find very, very similar interests because of BookTok. Sure. And then a lot of people have recently transitioned not only just into book content, but like day-in-our-life content. And I feel like you really come to know the person in itself. It's not just like books, it's the person behind the books, which I really, really liked. And I tend to follow more of those people as well. So
yeah, that's really awesome.
For sure. I definitely go off the people, and then it just became awesome because then it drew in authors, and there's nothing more exciting than being a reader and then having your favorite author come on there or like your video or start following you. It's just, it's really nerdy and it's super fun and we love it.
So, bouncing off that, Samantha Young commented on one of my videos and I had an actual heart palpitations, and Gina Showalter. I was literally sitting there, I'm like, I love you guys. I've been reading you for the last like 6 years. I'm like, please.
To the email.
And it was just like, yeah, that was like probably the most shocking thing that BookTok has ever done. Like, it's created a platform that I don't think either of us could have imagined.
Yeah, exactly. Like that communication between author and reader is just like the barrier was broken between like that. Yeah, which was awesome.
Who's your favorite authors that you follow on TikTok? Like, which author you think makes really good TikTok content?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I know, I just don't know if I can say her last name right. And so if you can correct me, or Anna Huang.
Yes, I was going to say that.
She does really fantastic. And that's not just because she stitches one of my videos. She's actually super lovely and she does really good content. I also know Kate T. Mason. She's an Australian author. She does romance and she does really awesome content as well.
Yeah. I'm going to say the same. Like, Anna Huang was mine. So, yeah. Tessa Bailey makes really good content.
She is so funny.
She's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
When I love seeing book reveals from her, I think, was it Secretly Yours, the new book that's coming out by Tessa Bailey? And I saw she did her cover there and I was like, Tessa, why are you doing me like that? I got to wait till next year.
I'm heart fluttering.
And I think it's going to be, I think the protagonist is also going to be like a mid plus size love interest as well. And I was like,
exactly. And that actually brings into it like a lot of inclusivity. Like, you've never really had that reader author communication in the sense that so much feedback, usually always super positive, but also moments for like, oh, we'd love to see this kind of thing, more representation in the books and more of this and this. And I really think that there's been such a positive side
to like Kennedy books. Ryan as well. Like, she's one of the authors that she does really, really good people of color representation. And there's a lot of people now that are reaching out. They're like, we want it to be accurately portrayed. And I feel like that's also created a platform where it can be accurately portrayed. And, I like that aspect too. So
for sure.
Yeah.
That's really special. I love that. Well, I'm a big fan of the romance talk or hashtag smut talk, as I know that it's known, or spicy talk as well, I believe.
Spicy talk,
the
I like
spicy
that.
Spicy talk.
I love that.
For the uneducated folks out there, why is BookTok so specifically interested in the world of romance and naughty smut?
Okay, that's the thing. I don't know. I feel like romance has always been a genre. We've got Pride and Prejudice, which is like way back when. It's like just emerging now. I just think that BookTok created a space where readers could come together and talk collectively and proudly about reading romance. It wasn't something that like, you read romance. Like, oh, that's not really reading. Like, we come together on TikTok and it's like, actually you read romance. I actually really read romance. And these are the books I love. And oh my gosh, we swap books. And like, so I think it's just the fact that it gave us a platform to speak out and actually have a voice and be proud of the books we were reading and accept them as that.
That's honestly exactly what I would say. It's one of those where it's a bit more of a taboo subject, and the fact that it's just like not anymore, it's again bouncing off what you said before, it's broken down a barrier in a sense where you're proudly able to say, well, yes, I do read these types of books and there's nothing wrong with it. Whereas before you would kind of go, well, yeah, it's a bit of a romance book.
Exactly.
There was definitely a bit of a stigma, I feel like, around it. There's a bit of a judgment, but it's so crazy that even exists because it's one of the biggest selling
genres.
genres.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with it. And there's so many amazing authors in that space. So I think that's something I've really enjoyed, is that BookTok has really made it less embarrassing, less like, of course we read romance. What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with
it. What do you mean? They're my favorite. No, even on the Booktopia website, like so many, like the bestsellers list have so many of like the BookTok romance books, and I absolutely love to see it. It's like, yeah, I read those and I absolutely love them. Here are all my thoughts.
I think they're breaking it down. And as I think I was mentioning to Annie earlier, I think everything is getting repackaged in the, what I like to call train friendly covers.
I'm absolutely behind train friendly, or like plane friendly, or just sitting next to your parents friendly. That's what
sitting next to your parents. Oh, you're reading such a cute little romance book instead of you know, what actually is hidden in those pages.
No, I'm all here for it. Cartoon covers, power on.
Or my power only to the people. Issue is when the cartoon covers then haven't really done anything.
What do you mean?
In terms of hindering the spice. Like, it's very obvious that it's a very romantic book.
Like Ice Planet Barbarians.
Yes.
Like, those kind of covers. Like, I adore them. I'll happily put them on my shelf. But you'll catch me still putting, like, an academic cover on top of that.
Or, like, have you seen them people that just use the A4 piece of paper and they just fold it over? Mm-hmm. Genius.
Or Kindle.
Just put, like, Art of War and then fold it or something, and you're reading something really, really literary.
The dust covers. Straight over.
For sure. Be like, yeah. No, but we don't have to do that anymore because we're proud romance readers.
That's it.
That's true.
And with the chiseled man on the front.
Okay, that was never a good idea. Oh, no, some of them are really good. Some of them are really good, but just I'd love to take my books everywhere with me. And
then your mum looks down like, Molly, what are you reading today?
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's fancy. And I was like, don't worry.
Just at a family dinner.
Grandma. Darling, what have you got?
Well, BookTok has gotten quite large now. It's got like a ridiculous amount of views on that hashtag.
I think it's over a billion.
Yeah.
Insane. It's insane with all the news coverage and everything.
69 million, never mind.
It hit a billion.
I think it's a billion views on BookTok.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Our producer Nick doing some research in the background.
Go, Nick.
There's so many talented people in this space, you know, as I get to meet you guys. Why do you think your followers enjoy your content so much?
I think this is a tough one. I think it just comes down to relatability. And as I think I can speak for Annie and I here. Let me know if I can't.
Okay.
We were in that space as BookTok was emerging as a huge side of TikTok. And so, like, being one of the faces that was on there and, like, with all these recommendations, I guess that has its draws to it. That's what I would say. I don't know if you agree.
No, I agree. I'm just trying to word my answer well.
Yeah, yeah.
Why have we emerged? That's a question, right? Sorry. Can I?
Why do your followers enjoy your content so much?
I think they also enjoy it because they come to a space where it's like we've taken a part of a book and we go, well, these are the recommendations for the book that you like. And I think really at the end of the day, it comes down to tropes, in my opinion. They're like, well, I really feel like most of us are mood readers, I think. Well, I really feel like reading hardcore. This at the moment. And then you click on one video and it's got 10 different recommendations. Or you've got people in the comments who are like, oh my God, I read this, it was really similar. And then one person will like bounce up that and we'll have like 100 new recommendations just on one video suggesting 10 different books. And that's probably why people stick with my content, because they tend to go into the comments and find more books or make friends with other people and things like that. I think. I don't know if I've worded that well, but
That makes complete sense. And I was gonna say, as someone who works in social media myself, I'm always curious to hear about people who, you know, have all these followers. What are some challenges that you've really experienced? I know that having so many followers, there's a very that two-way communication. They can say whatever they want, you can put out whatever you want. Have you experienced any challenges? You know,
I've had to watch my words a few times. I've kind of like, not in a bad way, but it's like I've become a lot more sensitive to the general public. I have to really not filter because I don't say anything bad in general, but I've had to kind of take a step back and go, can this be misinterpreted? That's probably my biggest challenge, because I'm one of those people that talk before I think. So I've kind of had to go, you've got to shut up, think about what you're going to say, and then try and say it and see if someone can take it in the wrong way. I think that's my biggest challenge.
Well, the trickiest part of starting my account was like showing myself, like my face and putting myself out there like that. So if you scroll down to the bottom of my account, please don't. I don't recommend.
Definitely going to now.
No, stop. But if you scroll down, like my first maybe 10 or so videos, like I'm just, my face is not in it at all. And there is nothing wrong with being a faceless BookTok account. Like I've seen so many of them and they give such great recommendations. But for me, I just found that like I wasn't being my authentic self by not putting my face in it. And I was really scared. I was like really scared of people knowing, but doing it was probably one of the best things I've ever done. And like to this day, I still get super nervous about doing it. But at the end of the day, like books are one of my biggest passions. And
I'm okay to be represented by it.
Yeah, sense. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was still tricky. It is today, but push past. It's good.
Something that you've learned to overcome and challenge yourself on doing. And I'm sure, as we were chatting a bit earlier, that we actually all went to the same uni.
Yes.
And that you're studying at the moment. And so I'm sure that'll help. Doing those things is probably going to help you in your career later on as well.
I've met so many friends through uni, through TikTok.
Yes.
Like one of them used to like FaceTime me. She used to be like, oh my God, I know you from TikTok. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to delete my account now. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You had to witness that.
No.
But yeah, no, there's also that. Like, it's also like people go up to you and they're like, you're able to make more friends, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Like, hey, how are
you? And there's also this like, in your head, it's like, I think you definitely blow it up way more than what it is. And then people, like I had girls I was working with in a group project at uni come to me like, oh, I saw you on TikTok. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, it was awesome. I was like, oh. Thanks.
Thank God.
Thanks. You're worried they're going to come and be like, it's awful, I hate it.
Yeah, I was like,
you're a bit disturbed.
I was like, oh no, it wasn't me.
This unhinged video that you created, tell me why.
Basically.
I feel like I really want to know this from both of you as a BookTok lover myself, but what do you think is a book that has been underhyped or is missing from TikTok? We all know the big ones, but what is one that you're just not seeing enough that you really feel like should be on that For You page?
Yeah, I feel like this is a hard question because since there is like so many BookTokers now, there are so many accounts, like all dive into like little niche markets of BookTok.
Yeah.
However, I do have one. I absolutely love the Savage Land series by Stacey Marie Brown. I don't know.
That's on TBR.
You were telling me you read fantasy and I meant to mention it to you, but it is awesome. So it's like Brexley's 19 and it's set like... It's like
werewolves?
No. Oh, yes, a little bit. Not saying much. I'm not going to say more on that. Right. But like it's set in Eastern Europe and it's like gladiator style fighting. Yeah, so if I had to like give you some other recs based off it, it'd be like, I don't know. The Crown's Games a YA book, but like Hunger Games and a little bit of Game of Thrones. Ooh. But make it adult fantasy. It's awesome. And there's like, yes. And I swear, I was in bed one night. I was like, oh, I just bought it. Like, let me have a flick through. I did not go to bed till 4:30. I had to finish it, and then I bought the rest of the series like that morning. I was like, I need them right now. But they're awesome. That's for me. What are you thinking?
I think Molly already knows this. The entire On Dublin Street by Samantha Young. I've only seen maybe like 3 people talk about it ever, and I'm just like, this is severely underhyped.
I saw this coming.
Yeah. I'm like, it is. The amount of times that I just looked at it, I'm like, get your ass to like anywhere and buy it.
Annie and I will be on FaceTime and I was like, oh, Annie, I don't know what to read. And she goes, have you started the Samantha Young series? Like, yeah. And I was like,
you haven't started it yet. You need to get on that.
I was like, actually, in my defense, I've read the first book.
You read the first book, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the other series? The Abby Glynn series, Seabury series. I really like that too. That's severely underhyped. I've only, one BookTalker as well was speaking about it, but she deleted her entire account.
Oh, no.
But yeah, no, those two series definitely extremely underhyped. They cover basically all the tropes, friends to lovers, enemies to lovers, everything.
Anything, if as a mood reader...
It covers it. Like, you it's can like, just
what
pick
am
up
I
one.
Feeling?
What am yeah, I perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Because I actually get all my book recommendations off BookTok. It actually, I find it so interesting. It started my journey back to reading.
For sure.
I didn't pick up a book, like a proper book, until, 2020. And before that was high school. Mm. And I think because I was so burnt out from high school and then university, I was like, I'm not reading.
It
I
really
don't read
changed.
For fun. And then I picked up a book. I was like, BookTok. And I picked up a book and... at me now.
No, it actually has changed, like, I don't know, but my bookshop experience or my book purchasing experience, if I like haven't seen it on BookTok or if I haven't seen like other creators that I'm watching talk about it, I'm always like, let me go see what they're reading, let me see what they're recommending. So I actually don't realize how much I vouch for like fellow creators' recommendations on the platform when I'm actually out purchasing.
Yeah, I can't remember a time that I just went to a bookshop and went, yeah, that sounds like a book I'd like. I was like, have whoever heard speak about this?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of time, right? Like, especially when you're investing in like a 3 or 4 book series, that's hours of your life. It's like even starting a TV show. Like, you really want to make sure you're investing your time into something good, not getting halfway. I mean, like, I really didn't want this.
Definitely. Can I take it back?
Yeah, I could need to get a refund. No, kidding. What does your dream library look like?
Can I say the Booktopia headquarters?
Oh, you definitely can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that or I think on BookTok, there's the library ladders are super hyped up, and I will feed into that. I absolutely love that. So I'm thinking ladder, candles, deep like sitting chairs,
armchairs. They just open the door and it's just like
it's there.
All of a sudden, they've got the cool music over it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's a dream. Yeah. Cozy. A cozy
anything
library.
With a ladder and anything with a chair, you've got me there.
Beautiful.
Like, sit me down. Ooh. Don't leave me in there for a couple of days.
Bit of poetry like, there.
Yeah.
And the ladder and the flowing dress.
So, yeah.
Music and a candle.
Oh.
What's her name?
Sounds like a dream.
The Bumble Girl on TikTok, the one that used to do the Akatar dress-ups. Oh, she's got this dress. You just reminded me. She's got this dress that's literally... Like, she was on a ladder once and she was wearing, like, this really old-style dress, like, all the flowy and stuff. And, like, her aesthetic is exactly
you're like, you're my dream.
Yeah, like, that's kind of... You're my dream. Whatever you have, I want. Like, I'm done.
Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Pretty much. What is your go-to genre, Annie?
Definitely romance. I don't know what else. Like, trope? Do you mean, like, favourite
romance trope? Sure. Yeah.
Definitely second chance romance. I do like some of that and enemies to lovers. Like I think I speak to the entire
enemies to lovers.
Yeah, entire book talk. Anything, any enemies
it's
to lovers.
It's just the winner. As a chronic mood reader, I really struggle with this like genre. Like my roots, I grew up reading fantasy.
Yeah.
Discovered. Well, the thing is, I look back. I'm a bit introspective. I look back at my fantasy recs and I was like, I would not read them without romance. So to my core, I am a romance reader, but. What other like world that's surrounding like contemporary or fantasy, it really genuinely depends on my mood. Like I just can't plan what books to read. So it varies every month. It's changing constantly.
Have you read You Deserve Each Other by Sarah Hoggle?
I own it.
Yeah. I've got like
that's it.
Just the enemies to lovers, it triggered me. I love that book and I found it was so interesting. Sorry, just giving you a recommendation.
No, that's okay. Hit us with it.
I was gonna ask what your favorite genre is.
Fantasy romance gal, but I'm at the moment I'm very much lacking the one-off romance books
because
I felt like and I still love fantasy but I felt like I needed a bit of a palate cleanser
that
a little bit
and
I can finish you know I just wasn't prepared to get into another 7 3-book series of that time and obviously there's so much world building when you get to fantasy which is parts of the reason it's so good but
yeah.
I just needed a little bit of, like with romance books, you've two pages in and you know the character and you know where it's set. And
yeah, for sure.
That's the world building. And I just felt like I needed a few palate cleansers. So I've been on a bit of a slew of standalone romances this year. But I really enjoyed You Deserve Each Other by Sarah Hoggle. I so much so that I made my boyfriend read it.
You're
and
kidding.
It's his first romance read.
What do you think?
He liked it. I picked it because it was funny. And I feel like I was going to draw him in being like, it's a funny book. He
it's
really
funny,
enjoyed
it's
it. But what I found so interesting, it's kind of a bit of a second chance romance as well.
Ooh.
And a bit of enemies lover. But they're already engaged.
Oh.
Which is
I've,
the most
I've heard
interesting.
Of it. Like, I know like it's them getting engaged. And
they're already engaged when the book starts.
Okay.
They're already engaged.
The
and she hates him. She hates him. She's trying to get him to play. It's like a game of chicken.
Love
because...
It.
She doesn't want to have to fork out the price of the wedding if they split up. And so she's trying to get him to back out of the wedding before it happens. So they're playing this awful game of chicken where she's like cutting her bangs and throwing out his clothes, like just awful stuff.
Who's
and it's she's very much kamikazing herself.
No.
And it's really funny, but.
And they end up falling in love.
Well, it is a romance book, but it's really good and really funny. And I would highly recommend. But yes, definitely
there we go.
A romance.
And actually, leading into that, like, I think COVID was such a big catalyst for the rise in romance talk because no one wanted to be like we heard it constantly all the negativity and like we were stuck at home that was bad as it was and then escaping through romance novels it was meant to be
and now you're seeing like the big influences like Anna Paul and Michaela Testa and they're the two only people that I know but there's a lot of like other ones like Liv Olivia, I don't even know her name. She's like, you see all these like aesthetic videos of them just like picking up a book, and I'm like, oh my God, we've reached you. Like, you've seen our stuff.
I feel so seen.
Yeah. And he's like, they're reading like the big BookTok book. So you know that it's coming from BookTok. Like, it's not one of those that they're just like picking off with never having heard it. Like, they're one of those videos that they're getting like 30 million views. And they're like, okay, we know you've seen it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically reinvigorated the book industry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's insane. 100%. Like, all over the world. It's not just here in Australia, but it really has changed how people buy books and see books as a really important form of entertainment.
Exactly. And it's even reinvigorating, like, authors, like, bringing out all new content for people to read. It's just, it's so exciting. It has made it reading so much more exciting now that there's, like, a huge community, new releases, like, even us coming on here for the podcast today, coming in, have a look around Booktopia. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
So much fun.
It does. I feel like TikTok does definitely lead you to a lot of really cool opportunities. So,
for sure. Yeah.
Yes,
definitely. And all film adaptations as well.
Yes.
Are you excited for any book to film adaptations coming up?
There is one. The name of it, I can't remember now.
It Happened One Summer is becoming one.
I know.
And what's the other one?
I feel like the
Spanish Love Deception.
Yes.
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 We're so excited. I literally got my friend to read both of the books in the series and she was like, oh my God. She's like, Anita, this is so good.
This is brilliant.
And I was like, yeah. I'm like, it's becoming a movie. She's like, no bloody way. I'm trying not to swear.
I hope we're heading back into like the 2012 to like 2016 when all Divergent young adult Hunger fantasy Games. Books were turned into TV shows. That was just an elite period
Red,
of
White, and Royal Blue is also, I think,
oh my God,
brilliant. With the guy from The Kissing Booth, Marco.
Jacob.
Marco, yeah.
He was in the second one. I think he's in that, but I'm so excited for It Happened One Summer.
It'll be brilliant.
I'm so excited. I want to know who's producing it. I actually haven't looked into
it.
I want to know
good
who's
times.
Producing it. Because the minute I know, I'm going to, like, I probably would have a good indicator of who the characters
just, like,
be.
The deep dive into the web on, like, previous movies and everything.
So interesting you mentioned The Spanish Love Deception too, because I love that book. I think it's one of my top books of the year. I think I read it in like January. It was my second book that I read this
great
year.
Great taste.
Yeah.
But I gave it such high ratings and then I saw so many people really didn't like it. And I just find it, book talk so interesting with so many people. You find your niche because some people love this. And books are so subjective. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I love a good slow burn romance, so I was happy for the wait. I feel like it made it better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I am the same. It's the exact same with Mariana Zapata books. It's 80% build up. No, I'm going to say 90% build up, 10% romance. And it's the best part of it, in my opinion. That slow, the way. It's
I'm
nice.
I'm going to contradict you so much.
Yeah,
and
he's the opposite.
Me and Molly have had so many FaceTimes where I'm basically going, this book is not that great. And she goes, but it is. And I still rate it. The minimum I ever give a book is like 3.5 stars, 4 stars. Yeah. And the reason I do that is because even though I'm not that type of person, it's definitely a good book in like, if you look at it at a broader context, like it's a good book, but I'm not one of those people that I want everything to be said like days. I'm like, jump a week. I'm like, this could have very easily been like jumping a week. And I don't like the build up.
Danny's really not, Danny's like not that about the wait.
I'm just like, first chapter, yep. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Yes. Quick and fast.
Smart's not in the first 10 chapters. We out.
Yeah. And which is what I'm really glad for in the second book of The Spanish Love Deception, The American Roommate Agreement.
I haven't read it yet.
Because the build-up happens a lot faster. And then to me, it flows better because it's not just like I'm moving into an apartment in a way. It's kind of like done. Like it's already there. Well, I like that. Yeah.
I haven't read it yet, but it's on my TV. No, that's good to know. It's on my TBR.
It's
and
good.
I've been kind of footy off because I'm like, is it going to be as good as this Spanish
it's
Love
Deception?
It's
definitely better.
Okay.
It's better. Okay, it's big better. Claims.
That's a big claim. I'm okay. Excited.
And
heard
I
it here.
By that claim,
she's
it is terrified. Better.
Wow. Okay.
It is so much better.
Are the characters from the first one in it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, don't. So say much that's more.
That's
we don't want to spoil
the fire. That's all.
So I was gonna ask, what's up next for you guys at the moment? What's happening in your lives?
I have a book club coming out in the next few weeks with Fable. So that'll be up in the next 2 weeks or so. So yeah, everyone, if you're interested, have a look.
Plug that.
I would love people to join, read along with me. And I think as a reader, always wanted a book club. Never had the team, the opportunity, and Faye reached out and I was like, yes, I would absolutely love to do it. So I've got that coming up. And yeah,
I might join that one. Actually.
Please, please do. You better join it too.
You
better.
Scrap that part. I don't know if you just like scrap that. But for me, I think I've got like two interviews coming up.
Brilliant.
Like LA Review and something like that, like another one. And we've got like a few sponsorships as well, I think.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I'm just like, do I have the effort and the energy for this?
Sure.
It's yeah.
But it's all worth it in the end though, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It definitely is. It's just like I don't like the being paid aspect. It's more like if it's good, let me plug it anyways. So
you only really want to join with things that really align.
Yeah, like yeah.
And so, feel authentic too. I think that's something absolutely. That influencers are really missing
yeah.
these days. And audiences are smart. They know.
Oh,
they know.
For sure.
They can smell it.
You can tell. Yeah. You can tell. You're like, would you be doing this?
Yeah. So you kind of just like – no, I don't want to take this because I don't feel like it truly, like people I know don't like it. So that's kind of like where I see. I always test everything before sponsorships as well. So
yeah. You want to be as authentically Annie as possible.
As authentically Annie as possible. I like that one.
Alliteration. Well, we're now at the part of the show where we're going to ask what books you've been reading and recommending, which I'm sure there are many. What has Molly Reads and Anita's Library been reading and enjoying?
I'm really on my adult fantasy grind at the moment, so I'm just coming off The Witch Collector. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
No, not yet.
Really good too. But I'm actually in the middle of Kingdom of the Feared, which I'm actually liking.
Is that that's the last one in there?
It is the last one. Yeah. When I say I'm halfway in, I'm over exaggerating. I'm maybe a good 100 pages. So we'll just let me have that, okay?
You win.
Yeah, really liking it so far.
Well, I'm just coming out of my book slump and I'm currently reading one of the Tessa Bailey, I think I was telling you about it, Tessa Bailey's Asking for Trouble.
Was that the one you were telling me about?
Yes, I was telling you about it yesterday too. I've been telling all my friends, I'm like, this is so good. I'm like, it's the fourth book in the series, but I'm reading this one first.
Although you're mentioning book slump, I have never had, and I feel like it went around all of BookTok, I have never had a book slump like it before. Like it was just periodically like a good 2 months where I just could not read a single thing.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like myself. I don't know if you've experienced it.
Yeah.
It's traumatizing. Like my whole identity is the fact that it's I read gone. And I can't read. Am I actually a reader?
I definitely experienced it when I got my Nintendo Switch. But
yeah, okay, that's completely fair.
That's inaccurate.
Sometimes I find it hard to just start.
Yes.
And I think it's the starting. Like once I'm 100 pages in, I am good to go. I will smash that book in a few days. But sometimes I'll just find it hard to just – and I'm the kind of person as well, I need time to sit and read.
Yes.
Like if I'm only going to have 5 minutes to read one chapter, I don't want
to. Can't do it.
I need to sit there. I need to get enveloped in the world. So – I've had slumps because I physically don't have the time,
yep.
But it's really important making the time, I think, because it's so relaxing. Definitely. And you're off your phone for a little bit.
Yes.
Helps you go to sleep.
It does help you sleep. It depends on the book. If your book is enthralling, horror, no. You will not catch me reading horror.
I was like, my therapist told me, she's like, read a book before bed. I'm like, I'm going to sleep tonight.
Do you not want me to sleep?
I was like, you're wrong idea. What are you reading at the moment?
Oh, okay. I just finished the Hill, Klein & Sinker by Tessa Bailey.
Nice.
And I'm trying to decide on my next book. I think I'm actually going to read a nonfiction book called Heartstrong by Elodie Pullin. Or nice. I've got Love in the Time of Serial Killers by Alicia Thompson. I just got that one. I think it's –
They'll sound good.
Yeah, and the front is really like comic book style. It looks amazing. I think I pre-ordered it.
Just writing that down.
look at the cover. It looks so cool, but I'm pretty sure it's set with like a girl who's obsessed with true crime podcasts. And I was like, that is my jam. So I think it's a little spooky, but it is definitely a romance book, I believe.
For sure.
It
is.
I think
Is that nonfiction?
So the Heartstrong by Elodie Pullin is nonfiction, but this, I think it's Love in the Time of Serial Killers, I think is like a romance.
That's a romance one?
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How
good does the cover look?
It looks so good.
Show me.
Not even that, like the storyline looks really good.
get out of it. I thought that was a nonfiction book. And I was like, wow.
This I feel is like it's like, a buddy read time. Let's yeah. all read it together.
Yeah. And then let me know. Or Dating Dr. Dill.
That is so good.
Have you read it?
That is so good. There was a few chapters where it really slowed down and I was kind of like, oh my God, no. But then it picked back up and I was like, it is so good.
I've heard good things from the author and I love the cover.
She's a great, the author's like fantastic. Like I've been following her for a while. She's a fantastic person. But just in general, that book is so, like, I'm so glad you said that. It's so good.
Okay, maybe I'll read that one first then and I'll have to report back to you on
it's
whether.
It's very, very similar, forgive me for saying this, but The Love Hypothesis.
I love
that's it. It kind of gives me that vibe.
Same.
Kinda.
Okay. So. Well, actually, I say this to so many people. You've got the book that your favorite book that you'll tell like the random person on the street or the random colleague you've just met who says, you know, what's your favorite book? And you'll be like, Where the Crawdads Sing or Carrie Soto is Back. And then you have your secret favorite, which is like The Love Hypothesis.
The secret favorite.
That's what I say. I sometimes, depending on who I'm talking to, change my answer of my favorite book. But The Love Hypothesis is one of the best
books. Yeah, it's definitely a constant back burner book, for sure.
There's, what's the other question? Like, sorry, I'm about to like interrupt. But someone actually said, they're like, there's always that one book that you lie and say that you've read. I don't know, just to like kind of avoid it. You're like, this is probably something that I've got and I will eventually read, but I lie and say that I read it.
What's yours?
I think it was Denise. Oh God, you're like, yes, juicy, tell me.
Tell us.
I don't know. I actually don't know because the one that I didn't read, I ended up reading. So the one that I used to lie about and say, yeah, I've read it. I read it.
Oh.
So yeah, what about you guys? What are yours? I actually am genuinely curious to hear what people lie about and say that they've read just to avoid it.
So that, like, if I'm reading a book, I tell them I'm reading something else. Is that what this is?
Not even that. It's like, oh, have you read this? You're like, yeah, I have. And you're like, I'm never going to read this again. I'm actually never going to read this.
Oh, I don't know if I've...
Or just like you feel like you've read it because you've seen so much of it.
Can I say this about my HSC text? Joking. I haven't read those.
So I'm about to reveal myself a little bit here, but I'm a so huge excited. Pride and Prejudice fan, but I haven't read the whole book.
We are in the same boat.
Because I'm a huge Jane Austen fan and I love her and I love what she did for women and Mr. Darcy, he's the OG enemies to lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I've watched every version. I've watched the classic Pride and Prejudice with the hand. We know the hand flex.
Yes.
I've watched that. I've watched the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I've watched the Bollywood version. I've
She's obsessed.
Every iteration possible and made my boyfriend watch them too. So he's in the same boat. But
he's educated.
I haven't finished the whole book. I've read a big chunk of it, but I've never – I think I stopped it and then went to read something else and then stopped it and then went to read something else. But I know it so well that I'm like – I've read it.
I've read it, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I just revealed that.
I think we give you authority to say that you've read it. It's fair. It's fair.
You made it halfway.
Yeah. You've watched all of the shows. I think that's totally fair.
Yeah. You get a call quits eventually.
Yeah, exactly. How many other like parts of it can you watch and all that and not know?
You know the plot.
You know the plot.
Yeah. Surely there's no shocking twist at the end, maybe.
Can you imagine? And we've just been missing it. One's put it in
like
any
it makes
other
no sense. It actually doesn't say that at all.
They don't actually end up together.
Wow. Plot twist.
Well, like, we will finish off with some quick fire questions. There's no wrong answers, just a little bit of fun. Do you have a favorite word, Annie?
Oh God. Probably oh God. I don't.
I think I kind of jumped on the bandwagon for a while and I was like, slay.
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 Yeah, I was like, that slays.
That's a good one.
I just say God a lot. I don't have a favorite word though.
What was the last book where you were convincing yourself that you're only going to read one more chapter and then suddenly it's 5 a.m. and the book's over?
The Kiss Quotient.
The Gilded series. I read like those two books in one, like the first two books in one night. I just literally could not stop.
Wow.
They were that good. Have you read them?
They're on my shelf and they're on my TBR.
Pick them up. Okay. Actually, don't, because the next book doesn't come out till next year. So pace
yourself.
I'm not
reading until I have the whole
series. I recommend them to my friends and like we read the last book together and we're in pain now because we've got to wait the whole year. So save yourself a little.
Okay.
But pick them up.
Okay.
Very good.
Got it. What Kiss Quotient was a fantastic book.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely from brilliant. Start to finish, I think it took me 4 days to finish that entire series. All three books, 4 days. And I was like at work reading it. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like behind the register. I'm like,
ooh. When work gets in the way.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I work with books.
You're
so.
Paying me for this.
bed or couch to read books? Which one?
Bed.
Slay.
If you could make a celebrity book club with your five favourite celebs, who would be in it?
Eamon's books.
Yeah. Oh, she's amazing.
I'd put Eamon in it. I'd put Robert Pattinson in it. I think he'd just be...
Oh, celebrities? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Eamon's basically.
Yeah, she is. I'd put Robert Pattinson in it. I just think that would be classic.
See, I know more influencers. I don't really...
That's okay. That's still celebrities.
I'd put Anna Paul.
Oh, yes.
I'm obsessed with her.
She follows me.
Yeah. I think that's a flex.
It was a flex. She follows me, and it was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, TikTok, why
the
rest
of the day.
Why are you glitching out on me like this? But she followed me a year ago. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Flex time.
Yeah, sorry, I had to put that in there. Mm. Anna, we love you.
Yeah, we love you, Anna.
You can be in my book club.
your turn.
That was a collective. I've got two more.
Crap.
Who would be in yours?
Oh, wow. Okay. There's probably a few authors that I'm a little bit... Ali Hazelwood. Mm. I just feel like she always reads really great romance books.
Amy, oh, and Jennifer Lawrence, sorry.
She'd be fun.
Yeah, she would be actually
No, she'd
best.
Be fun.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You put Reese?
She can act anything.
Nick, our content producer's pick. I think, it's going to be really, again, really revealing myself. Adam Driver. That's just because I want to meet him.
He just sit in, just eye candy. Come just, on, yeah. No, he's included.
Maybe
he's
like
included.
Matt LeBlanc, just so he can say like how you. Like, I just want to hear him say that to me. Maybe Emilia Clarke.
This is just turning into who you want to be in a room with. It's just like,
sorry.
No. It's your book club. Make it.
Tessa Bailey. I love Tessa Bailey.
Yes. Well, in the spirit of talking about Taylor Jenkins Reid earlier today, I would put her in my book club just because I love her and. I wish she wasn't married, so she could marry me.
And her newest book, by the way.
I know, I've got to read that one.
All right. Well, last question might be one of the hardest, but you are stuck on a deserted island and you await rescue. You have to take three books. What books do you take?
I'm taking Daisy Jones and the Six. That's my first one.
I'll probably take a survival guide for Tommy's just to make sure I get out of there alive.
Annie, no.
Always the practicalist.
You're stuck on this island. Annie's not included in this.
Kindle. Can I take a Kindle?
Oh,
that's like
such a cheat. No.
No. Two people have told me no. I don't know.
I'm taking Daisy Jones. I'm taking The Love Hypothesis. And I'm taking... Oh, now my last one's got to be a fantasy one. I'm deciding.
I'll probably go Hunger Games, Kiss Quotient. And anything from the last book in the Dirty Air series, Redeemed. Yeah.
No, Wrecked was my favourite one.
Both of the last two were my absolute favourite. I cried. I stayed up till 3 a.m. They're the only books that I can say I sat down and read them in one sitting.
No, my last one would be Guild. That's a solid one.
You'd reread that one.
Yeah, I'd reread it. That was really good. Loved it.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Molly and Annie. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here on Tell Me What to Read and getting to meet you guys.
Thanks so much for having us. This is the best time. It's been so good.
It's actually been so fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Remember, all books mentioned in today's show can be found right now at booktopia.com.au. Links can be found in the description. We would also love to hear what you're reading, so feel free to join the conversation on social media. Search Booktopia on your favourite platform and join our book club. We'll catch you for our next episode, but until then, thanks for listening and never stop reading.